Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. O fire that fuels the stars and suns, rekindled in our evening flame, your blinding radiance yet is dimmed before the one from whom you came. When out of darkness first you dawned, you ushered in God's gifts untold. On this the eighth unequaled day, you blazed where life lay dead and cold. For Christ our light unquenchable, death sought to master and defy, yet from a dark and empty tomb, life gave definitive reply. The universe will not be shamed, delighting God in endless ways, for neither human sin nor pride can silence its unceasing praise. Amen. You will show me the path of life. You will give me the fullness of joy in your presence forever. To you our praise is due, O God in Zion. To you do we commit our lives, for you are the one who hears our prayer. To you do we come when we have gone astray, when our transgressions weigh us down. You are the one who sets us free. Blessed are those you invite, and welcome to your dwelling. You fill us with the bounty of your house, and the holiness of your temple. You keep your promise with wonders, O Adonai our Savior. You are the hope of all on earth, even the most distant isles. Clothed in power and strength, you uphold and steady the mountains. You still the roaring of the seas, restless waves and raging nations. You fill them from east to west with your joy. You tend and water the land, and it yields a great harvest. You fill your springs, ready the seeds, and prepare the grain. You soak the furrows and level the ridges. With softening rain you bless its growth. You crown the year with your goodness. All you touch comes alive. Abundance flows in your steps. In fields and meadows it flows. The hills are dressed with joy, the pastures covered with flocks. The valleys wrap themselves in grain. They shout for joy and break into song. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. You will show me the path of life. You will give me the fullness of joy in your presence forever. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says Adonai, just as from the heavens the rain and snow come down, and do not return there till they have watered the earth, making it fertile and fruitful, giving seed to the one who sows, and bread to the one who eats. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. My word shall not return to me void, but shall do my will, achieving the end for which I sent it. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The rain and snow from heaven do not return without watering the earth. It gives seed to the sower and bread to the hungry. Even so, the word that comes from the mouth of God does not return empty. It gives seed to the sower and bread to the hungry. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. The rain and snow from heaven do not return without watering the earth. It gives seed to the sower and bread to the hungry. A sower went out to sow. Some seed fell on the path, some on rocky ground, some among thorns, and some on good rich soil. O Jesus Christ, sow your word in our hearts, that we may produce 100-fold. Lord Jesus, though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not snatch at equality with God. Lord Jesus, he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of human beings. Lord Jesus, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Lord Jesus, therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every other name. Lord Jesus, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Lord Jesus, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Abba. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Abba.
Glory to the Abba, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. A sower went out to sow. Some seed fell on the path, some on rocky ground, some among thorns, and some on good rich soil. O Jesus Christ, sow your word in our hearts, that we may produce 100-fold.
For the unity of the Christian churches and the common good of all earth kind, love in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the people of this and every other nation, that all be guided in the ways of justice and peace, love in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the health and well-being of all creation, and the wisdom and will to conserve it, love in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all those who have asked for our prayers, and those for whom we have promised to pray, love in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all who are suffering in mind, body, or spirit, and for those who care for them, love in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those who have died, and for those who grieve their passing, love in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Risen Christ, by virtue of your passing over from death to life, sow the truth of your word and the love of your Holy Spirit in our hearts. May our lives produce a rich harvest of compassion for those who suffer, justice for those who are oppressed, pardon for those who have done wrong, peace for those who are troubled, and consolation for those who grieve. Yours is the power and the glory of love, now and forever. Amen. May the Spirit of life and love bless us and all of creation. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita dulcedo et spes nostra salve. A te clamamus, exules filii Eve. A te suspiramus, gementes et flentes, in hac lacrimarum vale. Ea ergo, advocata nostra, illos tuos misericordes oculos ad nos converte. Et Iesum benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. O clemens, O pia, O dulcis, Virgo Maria. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Holy, mighty, and immortal God, through the working of the Holy Spirit, you prepared the body and soul of the glorious Virgin Mother Mary as a worthy dwelling for your word. Grant that we who celebrate her memory each evening may, with the help of her prayers, be freed from ever-present evil and come to share the fullness of life eternal.